Time to talk some Oregon softball. We'll be speaking with Coach each week during the regular season. They're off to an awesome start, 9-0. The reward there in Hawaii for five games. We welcome in Coach Mike White. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thank you very much.
Roughing it out there in Hawaii, huh?
Yeah, not too bad. We just got in this morning, and we're out at the Polynesian Cultural Center, which is pretty good, and we're just watching a New Zealand show, so it's good.
Oh, good. Great for you.
Yeah.
That tournament opener against Kentucky, you're down three, big sixth inning, and, you know, you'll take a comeback anyway, but a couple of your freshmen, Mia and Shanna Rhodes, nice to have them right in the middle of that rally.
Yeah, it really was, and, you know, and Shanna Rhodes made a big throw there. You know, one part of the game. So that was good. It was good to see her step up. So really, really great. And Mia Camusa just did really well that weekend.
The game winner from Nikki Udrea, who went yard in the seventh. And last week we talked about some of the freshmen, and you don't ever want to underestimate the value of your new contributors. But, you know, sometime with the money on the table, kind of nice to have your All-American up there.
Oh, definitely. Nikki, you know, she's been it was funny. We just talked about her not swinging the bat at some certain pitches, and we just made that. She made that adjustment during that game. Got a pitch up in the zone and just laced it. It was just a shot over the fence. So it was great to see her come away with a big hit in that game.
Now the next game, Kent State, was another one-run nail biter. You had a run in the seventh, and one of the freshmen we discussed last week, Maggie Ballant, you call on her. Megan had thrown three and a third innings, a shutout ball in relief. What was the thought process to go to Maggie, and how she came across?
Well, Maggie's just you know, been so great with her rise ball and just been dominating hitters with it. A lot of swings and misses, and she came in and got three straight strikeouts, so it ended up being a good move. You know, sometimes they pay off, sometimes they don't. But you know, a lot of it is right now is just feeling out and seeing what these kids can do in certain situations and how they respond, and that was one of them.
After a couple of rainouts, Coach, you had the finale against Illinois. That started with another home run from Nikki. And then I saw the video of Lauren Lindvall's three-run shot. Not much doubt about that one, but, you know, how after such close games, how nice was it to kind of have the floodgates open and some breathing room?
Well, it was really nice. I mean, we thought there was going to be a bookend tournament, you know, where the first game was going to be the toughest, Kentucky, and then, of course, the last game, Illinois, was going to be the next one. And it proved to be that way, except for the way we just came out swinging the bats in that last game. And we certainly, you know, we got some good results, especially from, you know, lower in the order. Again, we got a good pitching performance from Megan Kleist. She really hit her locations very well. So it was good to see another pitcher starting to hit the ball.
Talking with Oregon softball coach Mike White. He's roughing it in Hawaii. A couple of final questions. You start and finish this tournament with the host, Hawaii. They played some Pac-12 teams the last couple of years, not Oregon. What could you tell us about maybe some of the challenges they'll present you?
Well, Hawaii's always known for its power. You know, they really swing the bats. And typically they get some pretty good pitching. You know, from what I've seen so far, they've been struggling just a little bit in that department. But, you know, when you're at their place, and I'm sure they're going to be pumped up for having one of the top 10 teams in the country coming in. So I'm sure they're going to be pumped, and to have some good games against them.
And a final thought, Danica Mercado, who's been a contributor for you since she got there as a freshman. She had the injury her second year. I guess how important has she been? She starts, she comes in when you need her. She's been kind of versatile. And, of course, she's been all academic Pac-12 the last couple of years.
Exactly. She's been a model you know, model student athlete as far as that goes. She's had some adversity with a couple of injuries, and you know, I thought she was, a couple of years ago, she was looking as good as she ever had, and she broke her ankle and then broke her thumb last year. So, you know, every time she's kind of been rising towards the top, looking like getting a starting role, she's been knocked back down, but she hasn't let that bother her, and she's worked really hard to, you know, try and get that starting spot. It looks pretty good this year so far. She's definitely one of our best people executing, you know, bunts and moving runners, and, right now, she's playing very well.
All right, Coach, I'll let you get back to your cultural adventure. Good luck in your tournament this week. Always great catching up. Travel safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve. Go Ducks.
All right, take it easy.